Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we are going to be welcoming Parshas Noach into our midst. On Shabbos morning, we will read from Parshas Noach. And Parshas Noach introduces us to Noach, who was an Ish Tzadik, Tamim Haya B'Darosav, who had three children, Vayolad Noach Shlosha Banim, and the great former Rav of Ramat Gan, the great Rav Yaakov Ariel Shalita, highlighted that the three sons of Noach really represent three distinct ideologies. The Cham ideology, says Rav Ariel, states that a person can free himself of the obligations of his station in life. Alcohol, free-spiritedness, anything he wants can simply free him of any identification that he holds in a place with responsibilities. The Shem style is the exact opposite. By virtue of the name Shem itself, Shem is the person who finds an identity in himself and in the world around him. He literally covers all his bases in life with responsible coverage. He is most at home in an ethical environment. That's the Shem person. Yefes is somewhere in between. Yefes is the representation of one who desires to bottle and contain the colors and the aesthetics of a free-spiritedness within a context that it can be observed. And so, Rav Yaakov Ariel says, the ultimate bracha for Yefes is to have his beauty in Shem's tent, where it can certainly be able to be properly directed and utilized in a productive manner. We're also told that the world went crazy during Noach's time. Vati malei ha'aretz chamas. The world became filled with chamas. Rav Shechter Shalita would often note that there are two very similar but different Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. One speaks to the three things upon which the world stands, al shlosh advarim ha'olam omed. The other one speaks to the principles that hold up the world. The difference, says Rav Ovadia Bar Tanura, is that one speaks to the pillars of the world that the world was built upon, and those are Torah, Avoda, and Gemilos Chasodim. Those are the three things that the world rests upon. But the other speaks to the purpose of the world. Din Vela Emes Vela Shalom. And if you're missing Din Emes and Shalom, then the world doesn't function and it cannot exist anymore. So there needs to be a balance between those three. And Rav Shechter would remind us of the Rambam, who notes that in general it's good to find a middle of the road approach between two extremes in life, except, of course, when the world is pulling to one of the extremes. At that point, said Rav Shechter to us, it's advisable to shift one's practices to the other side, even if just a little bit, to try to balance one's existence within world extreme in the other way. Rav Shechter would often add that this is the case in the time of Noach, when the world was so full of chamas, it was so full of gezel. It's also true today, says Rav Shechter, when we have so much in the way of arayos and the lack of tznias and gezel, where people just steal from one another, that we also probably should go to the other extreme to balance ourselves safely in the world. And then we read, of course, about the terrible, horrible mabul, and after the mabul was finished, Vayishalach es ha'orev. Noach sends out the raven. And Rashi cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis that notes that the raven accused Noach of wanting to cohabit with his wife. That's how crazy the world was in the mindset of the Orev. Rabbi Friend Shalita, the famous Rosh Hashiva in Baltimore, notes that in his awareness, this was the first example of paranoia, and certainly a sign of being a shoted, the Orev. It also demonstrates a certain egoism on behalf of the Orev that when mixed with paranoia can have incredibly dangerous effects. So Noach is told, Tzei min ha-teva atav ishtecha, go out of the teva you with your wife. Rashi notes that while they were in the teva, it's atov anecha v'ishtecha v'nishev anecha, that they were not allowed to live together. And now, when they're told to go out, you and your wife, that this command allows them to reunite. And the Yerachayim HaKadosh adds that even though the waters were stopped and the danger had passed, they were not allowed to cohabit until they left the Teva. Now, why would that be so? The Gemara notes that when the danger is strong, one can cohabit. That's a Gemara in Tainus on Daf Yud Aleph. But why not after the danger? So Rav Goldbach Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva of Karen Biavna, the founder of the Hesder movement, the author of the multi-volume Masufas Maraches, he would often note that there were two reasons for the prohibition against living together. The first was in order to join with the rest of the world. When the rest of the world is bitzar, a person's not allowed to be comfortable. The other reason is that while in the Teva, Noach and his family were undergoing training to rebuild the world, and that rebuilding needed to be built on the principles of Chesed, and until they knew that they graduated that type of training, they were not allowed to rebuild yet, they couldn't be together. And so therefore, they went into the Tevas Noach, and their job was to make sure that they emerged from it wholly, completely, with an understanding of what it means, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds Noach, Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Min Ne'orav. The inclination of man is evil from his youth. Now, is it true that our default is to evil? So the Ramban notes that the inclination is towards bad, but how we use it will have effects that could be good or bad. Rav Kook Zatzal disagreed, noting that the initial inclination of a person is Tov, not Ra. Rav Soloveitchik noted that Ra and Tov are definitions, and irrelevant to the current discussion, since technically, humans are but potential. It's how man's job to create something out of that potential, and that something could be good or evil. It's a person's responsibility to figure it out. Eskashti nasati be'anan, I put my rainbow into the cloud, and that will be v'ha'isa lo sabris. That will be the sign of the covenant. So why will the rainbow be a sign of a bris? So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal explained that in order to understand the depth of the colors of a rainbow, it needs to refract the otherwise white light. And similarly, the soul of a person is like the white light, and how it is refracted defines the perception of its color as well. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It's the sign of the bris, because it also highlights the nature of the human being. We then read about the 10 generations until from Noach to Avram Avinu, and at the very end of it, we are told Vayamas Haran al pnei Terach Aviv, that Haran died. And Rashi explains that Haran died as a result of the fact that Terach turned his own son Avram into Nimrod, who had cast him into the Kivshan Haish. When Avram came out unscathed, so Haran accepted the same challenge, and of course he died. Now, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yedal Amid Beis notes that Avram Avinu's Masechta Avodah Zarah was 400 prakim long. Why didn't 400 prakim? So the late great Rosh Yeshiva of Naftali Trupp, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explained that Avram Avinu understood that within his life, his goal was to bring people around to the recognition and service of Hashem. In order to do so, Avraham needed to understand where they were coming from and how they were off target. So in other words, in order to do so, Avram Avinu had to know what their Avodah Zarah was. And hence his Avodah Zarah text was quite extensive, as the world population service of Avodah Zarah at that point was quite diverse and needed a certain basis for understanding. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, Ki me loach zosli, the waters, these are waters of Noach to me. And of course the Mabul is identified with Noach, since, as the Zohar HaKadosh writes, he should have davened for them and he did not. Similarly, the Alkut Shemoni in Parashas V'Zos HaBracha notes that there was the discussion between Noach and Moshe. Noach tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he, Noach, was bigger than Moshe since he survived the Mabul. And Noach responded, yeah, you survived, but you didn't save anyone. But I was able to save the entire Jewish nation. About me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared, Vayinachem Hashem ala rasha dibel asos liyamo. So Rishol Yisraeli Zatzal, utilizing that Yalkut and that Zohar, he explained that a real Jewish tzaddik doesn't suffice with worrying about himself. He needs to be a positive influence on the world around him. He needs to understand that his tzidkus affects that world around him, and it affects him too. And so therefore his job as a tzaddik is to improve the world. And that's a fundamental difference between Moshe, who was a member of Am Yisrael, and Noach, who is not. We, of course, have that opportunity to improve our world so that we can be an Or LaGoyim and bring ourselves around to the point where we will be able to declare wholly and truly that we are going to bring ourselves, L'tzion Berina, into a situation of a Shabbat Shalom to